Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
President Monday called this a very important call and said this is now a very critical stage in negotiations. President Trump said he and Putin would discuss land concessions, power plants, and dividing up assets. He has repeatedly said he believes Ukrainian President Zelensky does not have the cards in the negotiations to end the war. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Fresh fighting in Gaza overnight. Israel hitting the territory with new airstrikes as the ceasefire appears to have broken apart. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 Palestinians were killed. President Trump says files related to the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy will be released today without any redactions. That's 80,000 files. This is ABC News. New evacuation orders in place in Oklahoma because of continued threat of wildfires. Four people have lost their lives in those fires since the weekend. Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey's wife in court today.
Nadine, the wife of former Senator Bob Menendez, is facing several charges of her own. They are conspiracy to commit bribery, fraud, and extortion. An indictment accuses both the 58-year-old and her senator husband of conspiring to accept gold bars, cash, a Mercedes-Benz, and other bribes totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars in exchange for Senator Menendez helping the businessmen and the governments of Egypt and Qatar.
That's ABC's Reagan Medji. The American Kennel Club has just released the nation's top three dog breeds. Not a whole lot different from the last few years. The third most popular dog in America, the Golden Retriever. Number two most popular, the Labrador Retriever. And the most popular dog in the country these days is, once again, the French Bulldog. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
For today, a high of 62, partly sunny and much warmer than normal. Northeast to east winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, clouding over, breezy with a 40% chance of light rain, a low of 36. Wednesday, 45 with temperatures falling. Rain could change over to light snow, 1 to 2 inches possible Wednesday night. Plenty of sun Thursday and 41. Friday, 47 with a 50% chance of light rain showers by mid-afternoon. Southwest winds are at 3 miles per hour. Right now we're at our morning high temp. It is 52 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
100.9 WRCO.
Second wind, turning these doubles into nothing, trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. Nah, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling.
Oh, wow.
Corey Kent on WRCO Radio. The Bucks get back to action tonight. We'll check sports coming up in about a half hour. And as we mentioned, the Cubs losing to the Dodgers today. And Chris Simonson mentioning that the Cubs are in last place. Joanne claims they're not. No, she said they're in second. But if you look at it, 1-0, and then everybody else 0-0, then 0-1 would come following the 0-0, I believe. That's how the standings work. But I don't know. It certainly is early. The Brewers don't open up until next Thursday. And you wonder how that works. Teams starting this early in Japan, and then do they come back and play some exhibition games before the regular season? I presume that they do, but kind of a different way to do things. But then again, all of the pro leagues are looking at the international market and money to be made.
Baby, I missed you. Well, I stood in the road and honey, I hollered right out loud. Hey, darling, I love you. Hey, bus driver, whoa, but you can't stop a woman when she's out of control.
Rodney Crowell on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. She is crazy for leaving. Moving on with some great tunes for you today and weather along the way and get a little bit of things done. I've actually got to where I can find the top of my desk again. One of the things with my off season from sports, get a little chance to maybe do a little cleaning. And figuring out, that's where I left that last summer. Those kind of things. So I'm making some progress anyway. I'm happy to report.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Attention voters of Town of Dayton, let experience keep working for you. On April 1st, vote to re-elect your trusted leaders, Cheryl Dull for chair, Kurt Munson for supervisor, James Lingle for supervisor, and Tammy Newberry for treasurer. Your vote matters. Vote April 1st.
Race fans, get ready.
The Hub City Spring Opener is bringing 2 days of nonstop action to the Richland County Fairground.
Richland County Fairground.
Friday, May 9th. Saturday, May 10th.
Friday night, The Test and Tune Truck and Tractor Pull kicks off at 6 p.m., the earliest pull of the season. No paybacks, just pure power.
Saturday, it's racing for everyone. ATVs, dirt bikes, trucks, UTVs, if it rolls, it races.
Plus, the Spring Opener Show and Shine Truck Show featuring a girls-only showdown. Racing, pulling, food and drinks. One epic weekend. Don't miss it. Check out HubCityDirtDrags.com for more information.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
If you need reliable and affordable automotive services, stop by Whitman's Repair Hub in Muscadet. From mechanic work to trailer repairs and welding services, they've got you covered. Whether it's routine maintenance or a big repair, their team is ready to help. Call 608-574-9252 or send a message on Facebook at Whitman's Repair Hub to schedule your service today.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
We have a little bit of sunshine peeking through the little window here. It's 54 degrees in Richland Center and 20 minutes after 11. Here is a duo, back kind of when duos were the thing. Thompson Square was one, and there were several others. But Love and Theft came out with this hit.
Thanks for calling. It's so good to hear your voice, but you keep breaking up, and all the static and the noise, but I keep listening, 'cause I never had a choice when it came to you. I'd love to see you, if you're ever out this way, you sound happy. Guess things are working out okay, and I'm getting better. I put in one foot in front of the other, and I know that California ain't to blame, and I know there's tons of people anyway. But if you ever get lost,
where to find me. WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
Friday night, hot spot sign in the parking lot, free beer, ribs, ham, all about a big jam. Paid a double cover, then we walked inside. Betty Lou started laughing, said, look at them guys. Violin, keys, drum, saxophone, some long-haired singer singing, looking half stone. Sign outside said, country band, but the fiddle's out of tune and they ain't got a telly man.
Said, see the man pounding on the keys from a hazard. I'm told that he taught Jerry Lee. Heard his sister was married to Irving Berlin. Plays anything from chopsticks to Chopin. Said, I don't care if he wears cashmere, got a wig on his head and is deaf in one ear, or if he goes by the name of Ludwig van. If the fiddle's out of tune and they ain't got a telly man. Lick a chicken, pick a telly man. Finger licking, chicken picking, telly man. At 2 a.m. they were breaking it down when I heard the singer say, hey, how did it sound? Don't you come around picking these bars again till you tune that fiddle and you get yourself a telly man. Buckhorn, Merle Haggard, Willie, and a Waylon. Johnny Cash, Jerry, Patsy, and the Possum. Lick a chicken, pick a telly man. Tick-tock, clip-pop, string pulling telly man. Hey, bender, old fender, kick it off, telly man.
One, two, three, four.
Ira Dean and Company and WRCO Radio and Ronnie Dunn and Vince Gill and John Osborne, and I think that's about it. I don't think any, maybe Hank Bray. No, he wasn't on there. It was too good a song. Coming up, news, weather, and sports.
Every small town's got a quick stop. Take your fake ID for a pit stop. Grab a cold sixer and a tank of gasoline. Every small town's got a Friday night, sold out crowd under stadium lights, where the QB's jacket wraps the homecoming queen. Every small town's got its share of dreamers, county line racing, 17ers. Every small town has got their white picket fences, homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving, 4th of July parading. Every small town has got a water tower, sunset kisses at golden hour.
only small town that's got you. The only small town that's got you.
Chris Chitsey on WRCO in every small town. It is 54 degrees in Richland Center at 11:30. A news update is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step toward making your building project an experience you'll never forget. Good morning. The time is 11:30.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House says President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin are speaking as the two look to get Russia to sign off on a plan to end the war in Ukraine. The call comes after Ukrainian officials last week agreed to a 30-day ceasefire proposal. ABC's James Longman has the latest from Kyiv.
As far as objectives go, the United States clearly will want the Kremlin to agree to this ceasefire. As far as Russia goes, well, it could be argued that they've already got at least one of their objectives, which is to be taken seriously, to be accepted into the international fold, to have relations with the United States normalized.
The Israel-Hamas ceasefire shattered overnight as Israel carried out numerous airstrikes over Gaza. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 people were killed. Pope Francis, in a letter published today, says his lengthy illness has made him more lucid on the absurdity of war, his top deputy also shooting down suggestions any kind of a papal resignation. This is ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With WIC Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. WIC, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with WIC Buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Well, the Major League Baseball season got underway for two teams this morning in Japan, and it was the Dodgers getting the win by a score of 4-1 over the Chicago Cubs. The real season for most Major League teams will not happen until next week. The good news is the early 2025 Major League Baseball schedule won't force the Brewers to use a fifth starter until April 2nd. The oblique strain Tobias Myers suffered Saturday will test the team's depth. Team doctors say Myers could be back by the end of April. Manager Pat Murphy has candidates like rookie Logan Henderson and a few others. The way the schedule is currently set up, Milwaukee would need four starts from its fifth starting pitcher before Myers returns, and that return date is not guaranteed. The Brewers lost to San Diego 14-8. They'll play another exhibition game today. They will play against Seattle. And also, the Packers reportedly haven't given up on the idea of trading standout cornerback Jair Alexander. ESPN reports Alexander is available, but the Green Bay front office is waiting to see if other teams will come knocking. He has been injured over the last few years, only having played 14 of Green Bay's last 34 games. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of WRCO Sports. Save 20% every Tuesday on rental tools and equipment, big and small. Find the tools and equipment you need to get the job done at All American Do It Center's rental department. Skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, trenchers and hole diggers, lawn and garden equipment, concrete equipment, air and power tools, compressors, generators, flooring and drywall, even banquet tables and chairs. Rentals are always 20% off on Tuesdays. Visit the rental department open 7 days a week at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta and Richland Center.
All American.
For the rest of today, a high in the upper 50s and some breaks of sunshine along the way. Mild conditions, east winds around 10. For tonight, clouding over and breezy with a 40% chance of light rain late, a low of 36. Falling temperatures, 45 and falling on Wednesday. And then right now, Wednesday night's projection of some slushy accumulation, maybe 1 to 3 inches, a low of 24. 41 for Thursday, 47 degrees coming up for Friday with some rain showers possible. Right
now in Richland Center with a little bit of a haze, some sunshine, and we're at 54 degrees. Community Calendar is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889. Southwest Cap Pop-Up Food Pantry Truck is in Cazenovia today. We'll be there between 12:30 and 1:30 at Alibi's Bar and Grill area. City of Richland Center has rescheduled its controlled burn from last night until tonight, 6 o'clock, as long as weather permits, and at this point it's still on. Residents in the area may see smoke and flames during this time. Please do not be alarmed, as trained personnel will be monitoring the burn to ensure safety. Second Harvest Mobile Food Pantry will be in Gays Mills coming up Wednesday from 1:30 until 3, located at 212 Main Street. Vernon County Over 50 will host Vernon County Waste and Recycling with Stacy Sandaro, Solid Waste Services Director, on Wednesday at 2:15 at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall in Viroqua and the Ontario, Viola, and Reedstown Public Libraries. For more information, call Vernon County Over 50 at 262-384-0082. Community Congregational Church in Lone Rock will host a pancake supper Wednesday from 4 until 6:30. Holy Cross St. Barnabas Parish in Mazamani will have a rummage sale Thursday from 8 to 6, Friday 8 to 5, Saturday from 8 until noon. The Walk with Grace Planning Committee meeting will be held Thursday night at 6 at the Grace office. All are welcome to attend. Volunteers are always needed. The Grace office is located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. Join the University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension Agriculture Educators for a comprehensive session on internal parasites. The event provides an in-depth look at parasite life cycles, management strategies, fecal egg counts, and hands-on experience. The program will be held Friday from 1 until 4 at the Hildebrand Memorial Library in Boscobel. Register soon, as space is limited, at livestock.extension.wisc.edu. Silent Trivia will be held Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the Richland Center High School. The cost is $10 per team, with a maximum of 10 team members. There will also be raffles, door prizes, and a bake sale. All proceeds will benefit the Richland Center High School wrestling program. The Farmer Angel Network has announced a special book club series featuring the new book, Land Rich, Cash Poor, My Family's Hope, and the Untold Story of the Disappearing American Farmer by award-winning journalist Brian Reisinger. The series will include three sessions held each Monday night from 6 until 7:30 at Sauk Prairie Healthcare Hospital and virtually as well. For more information, you can check out farmerangelnetwork.com/events or email farmerangelnetwork@gmail.com. The Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Cornhole Tournament will be held Saturday at Wisconsin Riverside Resort. Registration opens at 10. The entry fee is $20 per team. Proceeds will benefit the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship awarded to River Valley High School graduates pursuing vocational or technical college education. Santa Teresa, Richland Center's Sister City Annual Meeting, Slideshow, and Potluck Supper will be held Saturday starting at 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. Please bring a dish to pass to the 5:30 supper. Beverages and tableware will be provided. Music and dancing will follow. And the Riverdale Communities Education Foundation will host an 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. Two shifts will be held at 11 and 1:30. Cost to bowl will be $15. To register, call Greg Kinney at 608-537-2359 or Boscobel Bowl and Banquet at 608-375-2200. There will also be raffles and a silent auction. Rehearsals will be held for Muscadet Community Band on Sunday, and that's coming up Sunday the 23rd, the 30th, and April 6th at 1 o'clock at the Riverdale High School Band Room. The concert will be held Sunday, April 13th at 1 in the Riverdale High School Gym.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
20 minutes before 12 o'clock, we'll give you some food news. What's Cooking with Amber coming up in just a few minutes here from Quail Run in Richland Center. Right now, Lauren Elena.
Juicy Georgia peach and some faded blue denim. Jumping in the Wranglers, barely getting in. Buttons hanging on, thank God they ain't giving. Flaunting what we got like we do it for a living. Dressy kill, to the nines. I got your back, and you got mine. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than our Georgia and Louisiana hair. Thicker than molasses. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. Blessed by the cornbread mama's been fixing. Got them boys buzzing more than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Busting out the tin like some Pillsbury biscuits. How we got in them, that's some Tybo fitness. Little right kick, left kick. Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Lauren Elena on WRCO as we approach noontime. That's when you start to get hungry, absolutely. And we're going to make you even more hungry as we bring out another edition of What's Cooking with Amber. Amber Sawyer joins us from Quail Run in Richland Center. Amber, how are you doing these days?
I'm good, Phil. Good to be back in Wisconsin after 2 weeks off.
Did you avoid that? You were in the middle of a big snowstorm last time we talked to you, weren't we?
I was. I got stranded at a truck stop in it, and I watched the snow come down from my windshield as I was sleeping in the back seat.
Lovely. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Tell us about what's going on this week at Quail Run.
Well, tomorrow you can come by for dinner. We have a few lunch specials going on. Come by for a shrimp dinner or a shrimp quesadilla or a perch dinner. So come on in. Those are served 4 to 8. And we're also going to run those on Friday along with our regular fish fry.
Awesome. Tell me about the soup flight coming up.
Well, this is our last soup flight coming up, so I hope everyone comes out to enjoy it. I've got a few delicious soups. I'm not going to tell you yet because I'm not sure what I'm making. But come on out for our last soup flight this Saturday, served 12 to 7. It's going to be delicious. Three soups and bread for $10. You can't beat it.
Oh, that's a great deal. So that's Saturday and soup TBA, I guess, right?
Yes. We'll have that posted on our Facebook page, so make sure you follow that.
Tell us about the burger of the month once again and the cheesecake of the month.
Well, you're running out of time to try that cowboy burger, cheddar cheese, bacon, onion straws, barbecue sauce, and always save room for dessert with our grasshopper cheesecake. They're going fast.
And potato bar, you've been doing that a little bit lately to success. Tell us about that. What do you have as far as toppings for those potatoes?
Well, we tried the potato bar about a month ago, and it really went over well. So come on in. We'll have fresh broccoli, cheddar cheese sauce, salsa, bacon, onions, anything you can imagine to serve on that baked potato. And you load that up yourself. Just come on in. Tell us you want the potato bar and help yourself load it up.
Awesome. And, of course, butter, too. You got to have butter.
Lots of butter. Butter, salt, bacon, cheddar cheese, sour cream, salsa. We've got it all for those loaded baked potatoes.
Oh, I love to eat them skin and all. Do you do anything with the outside, with the skin in particular?
I personally like to make loaded potato skins.
Oh.
And sometimes we'll serve those up there as appetizers.
Yeah, I bet those are good, too.
They're delicious.
Any more broasted chicken?
So I made them.
Well, if you made them, yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
Any more broasted chicken days coming up?
Yep. Join us again March 30th for broasted chicken, and we'll probably be running that potato bar the same day as well.
Okay. And I know you'll be out riding horses real soon, too, 'cause that's another thing you do, one of the hats you wear. Do you think of some of these concoctions when you're out there on horseback?
Sometimes I'm more worried about what my horse is going to do than cooking. It gives me a little bit of a break from being in the kitchen.
Okay. And you write books, too.
That's right. Cook, author, horse rider, all kinds of good stuff. I'm a woman of many talents.
Yes, you certainly are. And people can quiz you about it at Quail Run. Anything else you'd like to add, Amber?
I'm all set. I hope everybody has a great week. We'll see you guys all this weekend. Stay hungry and save room for dessert, as always.
Awesome. Amber Sawyer joining us from Quail Run right here in Richland Center for What's Cooking with Amber.
People fell in love, and they stayed in love. It never crossed their mind not to see it through when they said I do. This modern world changes so fast. I will if you will. Once in every life, someone comes along like you've come along, and it would be so nice if this happiness could go on and on. But in this modern world, troubles come by. People let go the first tear they cry. Someone has to be strong to keep love alive. I will. But in this modern world, troubles come by. People let go the first tear they cry. Someone has to be strong for love to survive. I will if you.
John Barry. Just heard him not too long ago. He was singing at an event in Nashville. I heard the audio of it, and the guy still has the chops there. He's got a great voice. It is 56 degrees here at WRCO Studios, and heading toward a daytime high upper 50s to around 60 today. So we are well on our way today.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha!
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9.
If it weren't for kids, have you ever thought there wouldn't be no Santa Claus? Look what the storm just brought. Thank God for kids. And we'd all live in a quiet house without Big Bird or a Mickey Mouse. Kool-Aid on the couch. Thank God for kids.
Thank God for kids. There's magic for a while. A special kind of sunshine.
Is a child. Daddy, how does this thing fly? And 100 other where's and why? I really don't know, but I try. Thank God for kids. When I look down in those trusting eyes that look to me, I realize there's love that I can't buy. Thank God for kids.
Thank God for kids, there's magic for a while.
a child. When you get down on your knees tonight and thank the Lord for His guiding light, pray they turn out right. Thank God for kids. Thank God for kids.
Oak Ridge Boys with one of their many smashes through the years. And I recall in later years when they would perform that, William Lee Golden, I believe, he would at the end say, thank God for kids and grandkids as well. Amen. All right, we're moving on toward noontime here. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great rest of your day. I'm going to haul on out of here and be back your way bright and early tomorrow morning right here on the radio with the Mel Kyle Show. Taking us to the afternoon, this is Kip Moore.
Your daddy thought I was wrong for you. Thinking back, your mom did too. But two wrongs never felt so right. It was written in the stars. Too young and wild at heart to sneak out late into the night. Will you climb in and take my hand? And you slide on over and we ride. 'Cause young love don't know nothing when the radio plays you sing along. When she City 100 miles away. And that damned old truck of mine broke down. Your old man cussed me out and swore that's the last I'd see your face. But I'd pull into your neighbor's drive and cut the lights. And you slide on over. It's real, it's good.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by E.T. Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 57 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House says President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin are speaking as the two look to get Russia to sign off on a plan to end the war in Ukraine. The call comes after Ukrainian officials last week agreed to a 30-day ceasefire proposal. ABC's James Longman has the latest from Kyiv.
As far as objectives go, the United States clearly will want the Kremlin to agree to this ceasefire. As far as Russia goes, well, it could be argued that they've already got at least one of their objectives, which is to be taken seriously, to be accepted into the international fold, to have relations with the United States normalized.
The Israel-Hamas ceasefire shattered overnight as Israel carried out numerous airstrikes over Gaza. The Hamas-run Gaza Health